book was in April, and now it's August, and I checked my schedule. My next talk will be next year sometime in June. I'm sorry about my busy schedule, because I have to travel a lot nationwide, and also to Taiwan. And good news is that we are going to have our Toronto chapter grand opened in October. They purchased a permanent property in Toronto, so we can have a good place for practice. And New Jersey chapter, they bought a property, and they will start their construction soon. And San Francisco, we also bought a church. They move in already, and so I'm kind of very busy working on those centers, the property stuff and construction stuff. Hopefully, next year after May, I will have more time staying here. My topic is still about A consciousness. As you know, that this is a very complicated topic, and even I cannot say I understand all of them. I only understand part of them, but I share what I have learned and reflect to you. 那我上一次的演讲是4月嘛，现在是8月，那我查了一下我的 schedule， 大概明年要 6月齁才能再講經。那因為我的行程最近幾年比較忙齁，那希望明年5月之後呢，我的行程會比較穩定齁，可以跟大家多分享佛法。But luckily, we will have more Fasi reside at CMC. Chandi Fasi is coming back, and also we will have Changhui Fasi reside here, and she is very good at leading meditation and also the principle about the Chan school. So she will share more Dharma, especially related to Chan, with you. 那我们呢，还好，就是说下半年长地法师要回来哈，也可以跟大家分享。那我们新派的一位常住法师是常慧法师哈，他曾经是马来西亚的监院哈，那他的禅修跟教理是非常强的哈，所以他可以来跟我们带领研读更多禅修的经教的部分哈。And today I will try to finish this topic. But I'm not sure because the A consciousness is very hard to explain. I will quickly refresh a little bit about what we talk about. As you know, our topic goes to the eighth consciousness. It's the most important consciousness overall. It's the base and it's the foundation of our mind. And all the first to seventh consciousness are generated by the eighth consciousness. And this consciousness is not visible. And we cannot feel it. We cannot manipulate it like through our six organs. So it's very hard to contemplate, and because the eighth consciousness will not link to the wholesome and unwholesome mental factors, so that's why we cannot aware of it. So the first sentence goes that the eighth consciousness has unshared and neutral nature, not wholesome or unwholesome, and only interact with the five universal mental factors. These are the five universal mental factors. These are the neutral mental factors that has no angry, no happiness, no whatsoever. So we cannot feel it. 那第八识呢, 它是我们其实心识里面最核心, 最重要的一个心的部分。那很前 第一世到第七世其实完全靠他，可是问题是这个第八世呢，他无形无色哈，那也没有情绪哈，也没有高低起伏哈，也不是靠我们的五根来运作哈，所以很难觉察它的存在哈。那所以在第一季里面呢，他就有说，性什么性为无父无变形，无父无变形嘛，所以它是一个中性的哈一个心事哈。那它51个心所里面呢，它只跟五片形相应哈。那五片形就是作意处受想思，它也是很中性的哈，它没有什么善与恶、好与坏的这种心所相应哈，所以很难觉察它的存在哈。And also, we talk about the realm where the eighth consciousness to manifest purely depends on the power of karma. 那上次我们有讲到哈，说那芥蒂随他业力生哈，也就是说，我们一世轮回哈，靠的就是第八世哈，不是前七世哈。那这也就是怎么说呢 ？Okay, so this is the a figure show you that where we can go, you know, life after life. There are three lands and three worlds and nine lands. And I'm not going to talk about the detail, but you see the world of desire, this is where we are. The world of desire has a sixth realm. This is the first, the lowest land. And this land has six realm, it has hell,has a ghost, animal, human, and heaven. And these six, the lowest six realms are the most of us, rebirth again and again. 那这个三界九地呢，是我们轮回的，众生轮回的地方哈。那我们人呢，就在这个欲界天哈，欲界里面呢，又是第一地哈，又是最低的哈。那这第一地里面又有六道，六道里面就有什么地狱、鬼、畜生、人、天哈。哎，怎么五道哈？少写了一个。好，哦，阿修罗少写了。I forgot Asura to limited the space. So 以呢，这我们就在这个六道里面呢，就是轮回。那这轮回的根本呢，就是第八识。And what bring us, you know, what carry on life at for the life in the six realms is the eighth consciousness. Okay. And the consciousness, the eighth consciousness is different from soul. I will talk about it later. 那我们的第八识呢，又跟灵魂哈是不一样的哈。那我们等一下会再说明哈。Okay, so the eighth consciousness, what's in the eighth consciousness? Is basically the property of eighth consciousness is a storehouse. It stores everything. Everything. From, the beings in the hell and to the Buddha. All the things that we need to manifest are stored in this eighth consciousness. And if I subdivided it, it has the seeds from the first to seventh consciousness, you know, when the first and to seventh consciousness functioning, and they will store the seeds back into the eighth consciousness. And they have the seeds for the bodies to manifest. For example, we have human body, right?Dog, animal has dogs, deer, rat, all kinds of bodies. And heaven has heavenly beings' body. So this consciousness has the seeds for all kinds of bodies to manifest. And also they have seeds for all the material world to manifest. For example,As a human being, we see this world, right? We have concrete wall, we have air, we have transparent water, you know, green tree, the brown ground soil, all this world is a manifestation for human world, but it's not the same for animal world. Even they, we coexist in the same space, same place. From a dog, they experience this world differently because the seeds in their, the seeds that manifest for the dog is different. Okay. 那这第八世呢，它是被基本上就是一个什么？一个藏世，哈，它基本上呢就是藏了储藏所有的东西，从地狱的众生到佛所需要现行的东西呢，它都在这里面，哈。那如果我们再把它简略的说呢，就是说我们前七世在运作的时候呢，所累积的一些种子呢，它是储存在第八意识。然后根生种子呢，也就是说我们的身形，哈，我们的身体跟我们的六根，哈，五根，人有人的身形跟五根，畜生有畜生的。 好，鬼有鬼的，天人有天人的，那也就是说，我们每一个道的根生种子是不一样的。那同样的呢，气界种子就是这个世界的种子也是不一样的哈。所以我们人感受到，在同一个空间里面感受到的世界，好，有坚固的地水，地水火风有坚固的地，好，有墙壁是硬的，那有绿树哈，有土地，这些在人。 人的这个八识感受出的气界种气界呢，跟动物跟我们存在同一个空间所感受的世界是不一样的哈。那这完全决定于第八识它的气界种子是哪一类哈现行。OK, then we talk about if we you know there are many ways to categorize the seeds in the eighth consciousness. And I choose one of them, and they subdivided into two categories. And we talk about the first one is called seeds of designation. And it has two types. One is the designation, one designate the interpretation. This is only generate, it's only generated or induced by the sixth consciousness, these seeds. And we gave example about chanting Buddha's name. When we Amitabha, for non-Buddhist, it doesn't mean anything. It's just a name. But for Buddhist, Amitabha means something. So we can use chanting Amitabha as a method to practice. So Amitabha means, you know, the Buddha's merit, the Buddha's vows, and the Buddha's outlook, and all that. So when we chant, means we want to become Buddha, and so on and so forth. So it has the meaning. So the seeds, Amitabha, for Buddhists, we plant a seed in our eighth consciousness. Eighth consciousness means something. And it can become a practice for us. And also for the music of the ice cream cart. You know, for Chinese people in Taiwan, the music doesn't mean anything. But here, when we hear that, we know ice cream cart is coming, right? So in our eighth consciousness, the music means some other things. And when we hear it, we will reflect, immediately respond. Something is coming. So that's first type. 那第一个呢，种子可以用很多方法来分类了。那有一种呢，就是把它分成两大类。第一类叫做名言种子。那它有两种。那这两种第一类我们上次有讲过，就是表意名言种子，那是只有第六识才有的，因为它第六识才有解读的功能。那 那这个名言种子我们上次有举例过，假设我们念佛，阿弥陀佛四个字，对非佛教徒或没有听过的人来讲，它就是四个字，没有什么意义。 好，但是对于我们佛教徒来讲，阿弥陀佛代表他的功德，代表他的庄严，代表他的愿力，对不对？那所以当我们在念的时候呢，它就是一个不断熏习，这个它是有意义的，然后我们一直不断的熏习它，好，然后这个就可以变成一个修行的方法。好，那同样的一个一般生活的例子，就是说在美国哈，冰淇淋车来的时候不是会有一个音乐吗？那对于台湾的人来讲，他觉得他听到那个音乐，他不觉得有什么意义哈，就是一段音乐。可是我们在美国出生的小孩都知道，冰淇淋车来了，对不对？所以那段音乐，诶，它是有意义的。这在我的八识田里面，它已经有这个样的意义了，所以它会，触发这个种子现前哈。And the second type is called is designate the manifestation, means it actually is the habit of the self-view, and it can planted by or perfumed by the first to seventh consciousness. And we give example, for example, we can contemplate the outlook of the Buddha, or we can think of the Buddha. And then when we used a hua tou or a silent illumination, we know that we are using the method. So we know means I am the one who is using the method. I make this method appear. Okay, that I, the self view is the seed that can designate anything to manifest. So that's the seeds for manifestation, to make things manifest. So for our practice, that we clearly know that we are using the method is very important. The subject part, when you practice any method, the subject part is more important than the object part. So if we only focus on the object part, we will only keep our mind on moving on certain things. And that's not the way that we practice. We need to be very careful knowing who is using the method, that I am using the method. So keep the subject part very clear to you. And one day when the subject and object, the dualism is gone, then our pure wisdom will come out. 那在显净名言种子里面呢，它其实就是一个我见习气，也就是说它可以让现象呈现。显出来哈，就是显净嘛哈，就是说我可以让一个现象显出来的那一个心或是心所法哈，也就是见分的部分哈。那前七识显现的时候，每一识都有见分跟相分嘛哈，所以前七识在现行的时候，它显现出的见分就是这个显净名言种子哈。那我们上次举了一个例子，就说不管我们在用任何方法的时候呢。我们一定要很清楚知道自己在用方法，好，那整个用方法的过程之中，虽然这个我是不是我们要的，可是我正在用方法的这个要清楚的知道，不能把我们的心力全部放在那个方法，方法只是一个相分，好，一个对象。如果我们把我们的心全部放在对象上，我们会走定的过程，哈，就是心止于一处，止于那个悟境。那这不是我们教的禅法，我们教禅的禅法呢，其实是定慧等持，好，就是说悟境是让我们得定，但是知道我在用方法是慧，只是说那个我还没有破除以前，智慧还没有产生以前，我们还是要清楚知道。我哈，就是让定跟慧能够等持，等持之后呢，有一天这个能所双亡的时候呢，智慧才有机会显现出来哈。So the practice is that we know the subject part, we also know the object part. Both we need to keep both at equal positioned that we need to keep, so that the object for us to keep our mind still, but the subject part is to keep our mind alert, aware, so that, you know, the wisdom and the samadhi, we can practice it at the same, practice them at the same time. When one day the self is gone, then the true wisdom will come out. Okay, so that's the example for the seeds of the manifestation. Then next, today we will continue to talk about the second category, is the seeds of karma. And this is very important because it dominates all our life, and our rebirth, our cyclic birth and death, all controlled by the seeds of karma. 那第二大类呢叫做业种子，那这个种子也是非常重要，那它是主导我们一生，到底幸不幸福啦，快不快乐啦，然后呢我们来生啦，一世又一世的投生呢，主导的通通在这个业的种子里面。 So this seeds, the karmic seeds or seeds of karma, they are perfumed, you know, like scented or smoked by the wholesome and unwholesome acts, generated only by the volition mental factors of the six consciousness. If you still remember the five pervasive mental factors that we have: attention, contact, sensation, perception, and volition. And for every consciousness, we have these five mental factors. And especially for the sixth consciousness, the volition mental factors is actually the entity of the karma, meaning that it will drive the karmic seeds in our eighth consciousness to induce, to activate, initiate our body action, our speech, and our thought. And this action, speech, and thought will generate new karma in our eighth consciousness. So this volition is very important. So that's why, and here it says that the karmic seeds, the seeds of karma, is only generated by the wholesome and unwholesome acts, driven by the volition mental factor of the six consciousness. And also, only this volition of six consciousness will generate very strong, wholesome and unwholesome acts. 那我们刚刚讲到说，业种子它其实是这个种子呢，是会被第六识相应的私心所造的善恶种子来熏习的，善恶的种子来熏习，也就是说我们刚刚又回到所谓的五片形是。 第一识到第八识都有的，五片形就是坐意处受想思，那这个思的部分，尤其是第六意识的思的这个心所呢，它是业的字体，也就是说它是造业的一个起始点，那它的这个思呢，能够启动引发第八识里面的业种子，然后来。 启动我们的身口意行为，然后这个身口意的行为又造作新的业，又存在我们的什么第八意识里面。OK, so here is the question. Can someone plant unwholesome seeds in your eighth consciousness? 问题来了，他 他人，别人可不可以种恶的种子在我们的第八识里面？ How about when we see killing on the street? How about stealing? How about your son or your daughter steal your money? How about your spouse bad mouth to you? Or cheating on you? 好，我问大家哈，如果说你在街上看到杀人哦，好，然后你的儿子女儿偷你的钱哦，然后你的先生或太太哦欺骗你哦，有外遇哦，然后骂你哦。Can they plant unwholesome seeds in your eighth consciousness? Why not? Requires your own thought reaction. So why you generate vexation? Why? They cannot plant bad unwholesome seeds in your eighth consciousness. Why you generate vexations? Why you initiate your unwholesome mental factors?如果他们不能种坏的种子在我们的心田，好，在我们的第八意识里面，那为什么我们会因为这些升起烦恼呢？而且是重大的烦恼呢 ？It's what the self? Why taking it as a personal thing? 就是把它当成是。跟我有关的事情 is that really relate to you? Okay. We think about it, and hopefully we can find the answer later on because I can show you more complicated graph and see. Let's.Talk next exam what's going on, okay? Because you see, in our whole life, most of the time, we get suffering, we get vexation, we happy, we are unhappy, all because of the object, all because of what's happening around us. And we usually try to accuse.And we never others, but never reflect what's going on in our mind. And that's the purpose for us to study the Yogacara school or the eighth consciousness. It's very important. 那所以呢这个 then, okay. So here, the violation of the sixth consciousness can generate strong, wholesome, and unwholesome, action. They can initiate very unwholesome or a wholesome thought. So it has two, the seeds that they can effect has two type. The first types is this seeds of violation can activate seeds of equal quality. That means, if you generate love, then it will activate or perfumes the love seeds in your eighth consciousness. And so the activation and the manifestation showed up at the same time. So once you induced love,And it induced the seeds in your the love seeds in your eighth consciousness. And that's called, the seeds that has equal quality. And that happened every day. So wholesome seeds activate wholesome seeds. Unwholesome seeds activate unwholesome seeds. Neutral seeds activate neutral seeds. Okay, so that's equal. That's,For our daily life, for most of the time, that's how we operate our mind. 那这个私心所，我们刚刚讲私心所，因为可以造强烈的善恶行为，好，或是思想，所以呢，它呢可以有两种功能，好，第一种功能呢，它就是去 熏习好跟他同样的善恶种子好，比如说善的好，你假设你的心中私心所启动的爱的念头好，慈爱的念头呢，它马上跟你的第八识好，我们的第八识里面爱的种子马上相应之后现行之后又把它熏回去，这样子的话呢，你不断的熏它，那你的爱的种子就越来越强。好，那同样的恶，假设是恶起恶念的话，它你的恶念的种子就越来越强。好，那这叫做等流种子，好，或是等流习气，也就是说，就是好的好的去抓好的，坏的去抓坏的，这样子。好 ，So this for this type, your wholesome deeds, wholesome thought, your wholesome seeds will cultivate the wholesome seeds.More and more and more, and it got very stronger and stronger. And at the same time, likewise, if you generate unwholesome thought or unwholesome act, it will strengthen the unwholesome seeds. That's how we accumulate good and bad karma. Okay. And as the second function of the volition is, it induces the seeds of different quality, and actually it's talk about the neutral seeds. Okay. For example, this strong, wholesome or unwholesome seeds, when it manifests, it will induce, neutral seeds to manifest.That's very rare. That's very strange, because how can you induce the neutral seeds that is not your quality? And so we call it the seeds of different quality, or we call it retribution seeds, because it only happened, this violation only function when we are dying andduring the process of dying and rebirth. Okay. 所以第二个呢功能私心所呢齁它有一手的种子可以它又称为一手种子是因为它呢它也可以去呢启动齁跟它不一样性质的种子现前哈，比如其实就是在说是什么无记性的种子哈，也就是说我强烈的善念或恶念呢，我可以启动八识田里面的无记种子现行哈，那它其实是在说的哈，这个强烈的善可以启动这个无记的。种子现行一定是要非常强的善心所或私心所好才能够启动。那这个时候只有在我们往临终的时候齁临终跟要往生的时候啊临终往生的时候才会出现的齁。Why it's only happen when we are dying and rebirth? Because this, in order to induce the neutral seeds to manifest,It needs very strong unwholesome or wholesome thought. And this strong thought only happens when we are dying. And you know that when people dying, they leave this body. And people say that when we have no burden of our body, our mind get 10 times, 100 times stronger. In other words, when we leave our body, at the moment we leave our body, or at the moment we leave the bodies, that our love is 10 times, 100 times stronger than usual. Our hate is 10 times and 100 times stronger than usual. You know, all the emotion get much more sensitive. And so this moment is actually, if we want to help the dying person, actually it's very important to note about this, don't drive these dying people angry. Okay? Don't drive them upset or depressed. Okay? Because it's 10 times, 100 times more stronger than ordinary people. And that will influence what they are going to rebirth next life. And here is the reason. 那我讲刚刚讲了齁，就是说这个异熟种子齁，它这么强的这个要能够引发异熟种子成熟呢齁，这个异熟种子它在往生的时候才有这样的强大的善恶念头齁。那为什么会这样呢？ Here is another way to express the eighth consciousness. So the seeds from the previous of the first to seventh consciousness has two categories. One is seeds of designation. And these kind of seeds only perfume seeds of equal property. So it has equal habitual tendency. Okay. But for the seeds of karma, it only talk about wholesome and unwholesome seeds. And these seeds can either perfume seeds of equal property, you know, love induced love, hate induced hate, but it can also activate seeds of different property, all talk about the neutral seed. And what are those neutral seeds? It's actually the seeds of body and the seeds of world. Okay, so when we die, when we are dying, the strong, wholesome, and unwholesome seeds through the activation of the volition mental factors of the sixth consciousness, it can activate, you know, which kind of seeds for the body and which kind of seeds for the world to manifest. 所以这就是哈，当我们的种子哈，有两种类型嘛，一种名言种子，名言种子都是等流的哈，等流习气，就是说，它一定是去牵引它类似就是善的去引善的，恶的引恶的哈，那无忌引无忌的这种的一种现行哈。但是业种子的现行呢，它业种子一般都会讲的就是比较善跟恶的哈种子。那它除了有等流习气之外，就是说去善的引善的，恶的引恶的之外呢，那它还有一个很特别的功能，就是它有一个异熟习气哈。那这个异熟习气的就是异熟种子呢，它在人要往生的时候呢，临终的时候呢，他这样强烈的善恶习气呢，他会去引发根生气界的无忌种子先前。好，那所以就说，那我们以后要得什么生，生在什么样的世界，就完全靠他了。好， So in the future, in the next life, what kinds of body you will have, what kind of world you are living in, depends on, you know, how this operate, how they activate, how they activated. So here, the eighth consciousness, when the retribution seeds got activated, and it will cause the eighth consciousness to have a subject part and an object part. The object part is the seeds that manifest will be we're calling the directing karma, which is body and world, and also the fulfilling karma for the first six consciousness. 那第八世哈，那这到底是怎么做的哈？就是说，异熟种子，我们往生异熟种子现情的时候呢，他让第六世哈去把这个第八世的引业的种子，就是根生气界种子呢，引发出来，同时它会引发我们第六意识的前六世的满业种子也出来了哈。 那 then you see when we activate it, okay, when we are dying, the volition of the sixth consciousness full of gratitude, full of love. Then, and also in our daily life, we keep the five precepts. Then the directing karma, the seeds for the human beings will manifest. And so the directing karma will direct us to be a human world. And then we will have what? Human body and this earth, the human world. And likewise, if we do 10 virtuous deeds and we are very joyful, and then we will become a heavenly god. If we got very angry, then we become Asura. And if we very like ignorance, don't know what's going on, maybe we become animal. And if we initiate jealousy and stinging thought, and then we become hungry ghost. And if we practice 10, if we have done 10 heinous deeds, and then our thought full of like killing, stealing, all that kind of thought coming up, then we will go to hell. Okay. So this seed for directing karma seeds to manifest, it's really depends on how we drive our volition mental factors of the sixth consciousness. And also, the fulfilling karma means our body is strong or weak, how long we will live, our outlook is beautiful or not, we tall or short, fat or skinny, all that is called fulfilling karma. And also manifest. So, 所以这边就讲说，
巴士的种子哈，它在我们要往生的时候，如果强烈的私心所哈，它会引发我们所谓的淫业。淫业就是指六道，看是哪一道，所以我们会得到哪一道的人的身体跟那个世界。好，那假设我们呢平常呢持五戒了哈，那往生的时候呢对这个世界充满了感恩哈，充满了爱，都是很正面的，那我们可能就是转生人道咯。那如果说我们都很生气哈，平常就是爱生气，往生的时候也生气哈，那就去阿修罗道了嘛哈。那平常如果做十善哈，往生的时候充满了欢喜，很可能就是去天道了哈，那都处于梦的昏昧当中哈，不知道发生什么事情，神识昏昧，就很有可能变成畜生哈。那如果说平常就是很会嫉妒他人啊，又很小气的人啊，哈，什么都不要跟别人分享的哈，那往生的时候就一天到晚想的就是我的遗产啊，我的太太，我的小孩啊，就什么都舍不得哈，就很可能变成恶鬼道了哈。那如果平常就是说一生有做十恶，好，那往生的时候还是充满了想要杀、想要骂人，就是杀到淫妄的念头通出来了哈，很可能就是去地狱了哈。所以我们第六意识的私心所非常的重要，在往生的时候，它决定我们去哪一道。那同时呢，它也决定我们往生的时候呢，哈，所谓的满业，就是说。哎呀，你虽然生而为人，但是你身体是强壮还是衰弱了哈？你寿命的长短了哈？你长得高矮胖瘦了哈？都会影响到哈。However, here, may I ask, is the body of human better than the body of animal?Is the human body good or bad? Animal body good or bad? Can we say that the body of ghost is unwholesome?
the body of hell, the hell beings is unwholesome. And the heaven beings, the body is wholesome. Can we say that?
那我们可以说我们的人比较，人的身体是好的，然后畜生的身体是不好的，是恶的。
The body, does the body has wholesome and unwholesome property?
Yes? No? Yes? Why?
Actually, yes.
It seems to be that we have two bodies. One is the physical and the other comes from the ghost. So we do have two bodies.
We have two bodies.
One is the physical.
Physical.
Disappears.
Uh-huh.
The other comes as a ghost.
Consciousness. Ghost? Oh, you mean like after we die, become ghost? We usually call it the consciousness, mind. Okay.
Ghost.
Okay. Here is the sixth realm. Okay. We can be born as a human or a ghost or animal. Okay. We only have one body at a time for one life. Okay. So from, okay. Did you remember that the seeds of the body and the seeds of the world is neutral? So the manifestation of this neutral seeds is also neutral. So we cannot say the human body is wholesome and the ghost body is unwholesome. It's just a body shape, you know. It's we have different body and that's it. The good or bad, unwholesome and unwholesome is actually the mental factor, is the seeds that you activated. Okay. For example, you have hatred thought. That means unwholesome. You have love thought. It's wholesome. Okay. And also, is the stronger body wholesome, more wholesome than the weak body? Is the short life worse than the longer life? Okay.
所以这问题是说，同样的哈，我们一生不是有满月吗？
Oh, some people poor, some people wealthy, you know, and some people born in Africa,and some people born in America, you know, and people think, oh, if you are born in America, you are better than people born in Africa. You know, because they have better environment, you know. Is that true?
我们身体的强弱，我们寿命的长短，我们长得好不好看，那我们怎么，刚刚讲什么？哦，是不是贫穷还是有钱？好，那是不是生长在美国这个好的环境比较好，还是然后生长在非洲的环境比较不好？有善恶好坏吗？
Remember? 记得吗？我们的根生气界种子是来自于无记性的种子。所以它的果也是无记性的哈，就是因果上面来讲，无记种子产生无记，无记的种子会产生无记的现行嘛哈，所以它既然是无记的种子产生的，哈，那它的果就是无记性的，只是它被引发这些无记性的种子现行的，不是无记性的种子，而是由善恶心所的业种子去引发无记性的种子，这个非常特别的一个过程，所以我们叫它易熟种子，只有在往生的时候才会发生，但是它又对我们的一生又一生的轮回又是非常的重要，所以我必须在这边再提出来。 So the neutral seeds only will have neutral result, neutral manifestation, so only the only unique case is when we were dying, that there is a retribution seat, retribution karma seat, the wholesome, very strong wholesome and unwholesome thought will drive the neutral seeds to manifest. This process only happen when we are dying and rebirth. Okay, but it's very important for our life after life retribution. So I need to point out that, you know, I point out this, don't complain about our directing karma and fulfilling karma. Even though we are human, and even though, you know, we may not make enough money for our life, and we maybe do not have a good social status, we may not have a good looking, you know, and we may not have attractive whatsoever, but that doesn't mean it's bad. Only our mind, only our volition minds make our life suffered. So the volition seeds that you initiate will correlate with the seeds in your eighth consciousness, which are accumulate your previous life. That make you suffer. So, back to the previous questions. When you encounter bad person, bad boss, bad situation, we can operate our volition of the sixth consciousness to initiate the wholesome thought. And then to correlate the wholesome seed in our eighth consciousness, and everything change. So we might in the bad condition, but we are happy and we are blessed. Only we can bless our own self. Other people cannot plant bad seed in our eighth consciousness. It's our volition of the sixth consciousness plant the bad seed or induce the bad seed for ourselves. So our life actually depends on how we operate the sixth consciousness. And we will hopefully get back to that. 那所以我觉得在这边强调就是说，这第八识事实上是告诉我们说什么。其实我们一生所遇到的种种的这个环境哈，跟这个处境，它没有好与坏，它也没有善与恶。那但看我们的第六意识的思心所，它是启动善念或是恶念。如果不管在什么状况下，我们都是启动善念的话，那它会去连接我们第八识意识里面善的种子，然后不断的灌溉它。假设我们不断的去启动恶的心所，那它就会去找八识田里面恶的心所，不断的去灌溉，不断的去熏习它。好，那问题是说，这些恶的心所、善的心所在八识田里面呢，它其实是我们前世哈一不断的种植而来的。For example, none of us like cheating, right? Do you like to be cheated? Right? But if you found people cheat on you, what's your response? 我们都不喜欢被欺骗，对不对？但是如果你发现你被欺骗的时候，你的反应是什么？ Very angry.And some people will try to kill the person. And some people just let go. Why is that? 有的人很生气，大部分人都生气，对不对？那有的人甚至想去杀那个人，但是有个人他很轻易的就放下。为什么？Because the cheating seeds that planted in your eighth consciousness from the previous life is really bad. You might be cheating again and then again and then again in the previous life and very badly. You lost your whole money. You might lose your life because of being cheated. And so that accumulated, it perfumed that seeds again and again, and the cheated seeds become very bad things for you. But for some other person in the previous life, they seldom got cheated, you know, and they don't have the bad cheating experience, so they can easily let go. You know, when we encounter bad things, every one of us has different response, because in our the seeds in our eighth consciousness has different strengths of wholesome and unwholesome property. And that's where we need to practice, you know. We need to lessen or weaken the unwholesome seeds in our eighth consciousness. And strengthen our wholesome seeds in our eighth consciousness through the sixth consciousness. So we keep training our sixth consciousness and we perfume the existing or inborn bad seeds in the seeds in eighth consciousness, so that one day we can have a chance to transform the defiled eighth consciousness to a pure wisdom. Okay. 那我花了很多时间讲这个哈，原因也是在说，你看我们每个人遇到人生的一个不好的处境的时候呢，每个人的反应的强烈度是不一样的，对不对？为什么？因为我们可能往昔哦，种在八四田里面，过去的经验种下的种子非常的不一样。假设你往昔一直被陷害、被骗，你失去所有的钱，你甚至失去了你的生命，在过去生，那么欺骗的这件事情，在你八四田种下了非常强烈、非常负面的一个种子。那当你今生又你的私心所为告诉你说你又被骗了的时候，你马上连接八四田的那个种子是很强的恨的种子啊，那他就你又再把它灌溉下去，然后你那个八种一现情的时候，你就很想拿刀去杀人啊，对不对？但是如果往昔你没有什么被骗啊，哈，就是说对被骗没什么不好的经验哈，就没有什么被骗的经验啊，啊，今生忽然被骗了钱，你就很容易放下，你很容易放下哈。但是我们今生八世前已经种下了过去深种的种子，要怎么又拔不出来？那唯有我们什么在修行的时候呢，去训练我们的第六意识的私心所，怎么去操作我们的第六意识，让被骗这件事情在熏到那个很严重的种子的时候呢，它要去驱动你的前六世的这个五十一个心所的时候呢，它可以不要去选择那么严重的激烈手法哈，你还是觉得很不好啦，你还是觉得欺骗是不好，你还是觉得不舒服的，可是你可以操作它，让它不要变得这么严重，然后不要再熏回去，更把它更熏得更严重哈。所以这个过程是我们平时要修行的一个重点哈。Okay, so now we have to talk about the 12 links of origination. I think I missed one word. 12因缘. Do you know this link? 12 links of dependent origination? Dependent, I've missed this word. 大家有猜知道这个十二缘起吗？有没有看过？有哈。You see, in the very beginning, when we start this topic, we mentioned this about these 12 links of dependent origination, because this is the basic concept for this Yogacara school. Okay. It explained the cyclic birth and death, and it explained how we accumulate karma and how the karma manifest. 那我们在一开始讲唯识学介绍的时候，就有讲到唯识学的源流，其实就讲缘起。好，那这个十二缘起之哈，这个十二因缘呢是非常重要的一个基础哈。他在讲我们的业哈是怎么样一生又一生的哈无明，然后怎么样的流转哈，这样子轮回不已哈。So here I want to talk about this, the ignorance here is talk about the karma in our eighth consciousness. Okay, it's ignorance. So the volitional formation means the one I talk about. You know, when we are dying, you know, the retribution seeds induced what? Our directing karma seeds and fulfilling karma seed. That's called volition. And these seeds, when manifest and they become a consciousness, that will enter to the name and form means embryo of the sixth realm. And then when the embryo developed into six organ, when we have organs got fully developed and got born out of the mother's body, then we have contact with the world, and we have sensation, we have craving, and we have grasping, and then we have possession. What is this? What we possess? Through the contact, sensation, craving, and grasping, then we have karma. This karma accumulates into our ignorance. And then we have life and aging and death again. So this is basically the cycle of birth and death. Okay. 那这个十二因缘呢，我们讲这个无明其实就是指我们什么，这个无明就是我们八识田里面的业种子啊，好，有漏种子。那它在我们要出生之前呢，它就是行思，有没有那个私心所哈，第六意识的私心所呢，它开始启动我们的隐业跟满业，然后呢变现成个心事，然后进入我们看是要去哪一道哈，哪一道的众生的这个受胎，受胎之后呢，它开始会那个什么，这个发展成长六根出来嘛，哈，那六根出来之后，他一出母胎呢，他就开始接触这个世界，接触这个外境，然后他就有受，好感受，然后他有爱跟恨，跟喜欢不喜欢跟没有感觉，哈，然后他会去取想要爱的，不要丢掉讨厌的，哈。然后我们就会以这样的一个过程呢，就会让我们有什么，就会有业的种子，就是累积了很多的种子在这个业里面，所以我们就又有了新的业哈。那这个新的业又会累积在我们的无明里面，好，那产生下一世的生与老死的一个周期哈。那所以从无明这边，它这个私心所的启动之后，然后即是产生是进入名色，它这个过程就在解释八识是怎么运作的哈。And among these 12 links, okay, that we just explained how we got birth and how we got accumulate karma here. And how can we practice? The key of the practice, the key to reduce or increase our karma depends on contact, sensation, and craving. So these three steps is the key point for us to practice. When we have contact through the first to fifth consciousness, and we generate sensation, right? But when we generate sensation, can we not generate craving and hatred? Of course we do, but we need practice. Otherwise, this sensation will easily link to the seeds in our eighth consciousness. It will spontaneously tell you or operate your habitual tendency to response. If you don't have awareness, if you don't have mind power, you are driven by your habitual tendency from the eighth consciousness. 那在修行的过程，重要的是触受爱哈。这边，当我们接触外境，我们有了一些感受之后，我们就开始起分别嘛哈，爱与不爱、讨厌、喜欢，各种的来了哈。那我们要怎么样修行呢哈？就说我们可以很执着的，但是我们可以不要执着吗？我们很讨厌的，可以不要那么讨厌吗？好，它是可以的，但是我们必须要有一个警觉的心跟一个修行的意志力，好，就是能够控制它的一个意志力。不然的话呢，我们只要一个境界一产生之后，它一马上连接到八识田里面曾经种下的种子的时候呢，它几乎是在同时的时候呢，它就已经驱动你的什么，你的习气，你存在八识田里的习气，然后你就会用习气，我们就会用我们的习气呢去反应。好，那这个时候如果要能够控制它的话，就是我们要有一个很强的觉照力，而且还要有一个很强的修行力，这必须要借由我们禅修，好，来还有日常生活的修炼来练习的。好， We need to practice this through meditation of the mind and also apply it in our daily life to overcome this habitual tendency. Okay. So then next we will say, you know, those of two vehicles could never understand the eighth consciousness because of deluded self-attachment. You mean the two vehicles? Is those who only want self-liberation. They ignore our sentient beings. And what they think is, what they understand is only about, the consciousness is only majorly on the sixth consciousness. 那刚刚有讲哈，说二圣不了因迷止，就是二圣学人呢，他因为只求自己自我的了脱呢，他没有办法接受，也不了解第八意识到底在做什么，因为他们有一个很深很强的我的执着，所以我要解脱的这个执着，他不理会什么众生，那是只希望说，诶，我只要能够超越我这个身体，超越我这个身体的控制，我就可以得解脱了。那他们所了解的事呢，好，大部分停留在第六意识里面。好， So, and because of this, therefore, disputes always arise among Shastra debating master about the eighth consciousness. The practitioners of the two vehicles always argue about the existence of the eighth consciousness. 那所以二圣学人呢，他们常常就会跟这个大圣的这个修行者就在争论说，到底有没有第八识的存在？好 ，And I think I cannot finish. But I think this is very important. Why is that? 师父 has a book talk about the explain commentary about comment about the sastra of the origin of sentient being. You know, we all want to know the origin of sentient being, right? And there is a sastra talk. Try to find what is the origin of the sentient beings. 那师父有一个什么华严心权是不是？好，他在讲的是注解圆人论。好，那圆人论呢，他其实是归峰宗密大师写的，他就是在探讨
人众生的缘起是什么。好，啊，这里面有一个很重要的观念，好，在区分各种阶层的修行者他的执着点在哪里。好， OK, for the Sastra, when they try to find out the origin of sentient being, firstIn the beginning, it's easy for us to understand all of sentient being. We have karma. So we have retribution, we have causes and consequences happen to us. You know, we have bad luck because we did not do good things in the previous life, so we receive bad karma in this life, so on and so forth. Karma. And for ordinary, we know,Okay, I take it. You know, I've done bad things, so I have bad luck this life. But who is receiving the karma? Who created the karma? Who is receiving the consequence? Who? Human beings. But who? You know, like, is this, you know, I have bad luck. I, this body, right? Does this body, me?Did this body create the karma? Did this body receiving the consequence? Yes. So, 第一个哈，他说啊，你看我们这世间呢、啊，大家都说有业果嘛，有业报，有因果，对不对？啊，前辈子做坏事，所以我们这辈子就得恶报嘛，就是这样嘛，对不对？所以我们人就是这样啊，所以就是。我们的源头就是我们上前辈子做不好的事啦，哈。那问题是说，诶，你前辈子的那个谁做善事，谁做造业哈，啊，谁受报？你看哈，我前一辈子的那个身体做的业，做的坏事，为什么我这一辈子的这个身体要去受这个报呢？这很不公平呢。有没有道理哈？就说 ，You know how come? But how come?The body in the previous life kill people, but my body in this life, I receive the consequence. Is that fair? 公平吗？ So who is creating the karma? 那是谁在造业？是那个身体吗？ Is that the body who create the karma? No.Okay, so because it's the self, you know, the self in the body create the karma, right? So the self from my previous life is the same self I am now, right? Now, the self. The question goes, you know, you're suffering for who? And...You keep the precepts for whom? If there's an I, you know, that the I not, is not changing, the self, the previous self and this self is not changing, then, you know, why should I keep the precepts? Why should I angry? You know, it's just, I'm never changed. The self, if I leave my body, then this self can be purified and get rid of those interaction, you know. Then I don't have to keep the preset. I don't have to get angry. Okay. 那问题就是说，我说哦，那不是这个身体了哈，那是谁？他说啊，这个是我啦，就是我上辈子作恶嘛，哈，这辈子受报，对不对？那问题是说，那个我是谁啊？你在为谁贪嗔痴？你在为谁持戒布施？如果那个我跟这个我是一样的，对不对？好，那我这个身体不是我受报的体，对不对？那我在为谁呢？那假设说我这辈子的这个身体没有了，我的心没有了，那请问轮回的时候到底是怎么一回事？谁在轮回啊？好，然后接下来呢，就是说
Because this stage, the second stage is for the two vehicles. So they think that, you know, the suffering, and all the things we have is because we have this body and mind, especially have the mind. Okay. So what if we get rid of the body and mind? Then we are liberated. So for those two vehicles, they want to get enlightened at this life, in this life, and they don't want to come back reborn again. Because once they are reborn, here comes the suffering. So, you know, practice, get enlightened, don't come back again. That's their purpose, their goal. But the problem is the body and mind is not our true self. When you get rid of your body and mind, the mind, so-called mind, is six consciousness. When you don't have the six consciousness, when you don't have the body, physical body, you still exist. You still, you know, in the samsaric world. And what are the things? And so we need to know that all the objects are not real. 所以呢，不是说你把你的身心哈，身心断灭哈，你就可以怎么样，不受后有哈。这是二圣学者的常常讲嘛哈，身心断灭之后，我就不受后有了嘛，就不再轮回了嘛，我就没有苦了吧。可是不是啊，哪有人就说你死了之后呢？啊，还是有受后有的，哪里受后有？来自于什么？还有第八识，还有六七，第八识就出现了。第八识出现就告诉你说，所有的境哈，所有的境都是唯心所现，都不是真的。So when we bring up the eighth consciousness, it tells us that all the objects are manifest by our consciousness. They are not real.Everything what we perceived, the objects are manifest by our minds. They are not real. So what is real? Then people say, oh, the consciousness, the eighth consciousness is real. Are they real? 那他就讲说啊，你看哦，所有的物都是唯心所现，对不对？这世界都是唯心所造嘛，好，所以不要太执着。好，这个世间一切的现象，好，心中的妈妈不是妈妈，都是心事所变嘛，哈。那是不是说，哎，那第八识总该是真的了吧？好，那对不起，再往上去，他说 ，sorry， when we go high deeper， even the consciousness is not real， even the eighth consciousness is not real。 That's you know at the end of this talk， I will talk about it。The goal of the Yogacara school is that the eighth consciousness is not real. Okay. So there is no mind. No mind. Have you heard of that? No self? No mind. Then that's too crazy. Okay. Awesome. 然后就说哎呀心事也没有了八识也不是真的了。这下惨了。怎么办？然后我们讲无心嘛，无心呢、啊？啊，无心这是太可怕了吧？怎么会没有心呢？好，那我们到底存不存在？好 ，Sorry， who know that there is no mind？ Question goes， 那接下来就说，哎呦，对啊，无心对不对？那知无者谁呢？你既然知道无心，那知道无心的是谁？我们既然能够说无心，就表示有一个主体他在说无心嘛，对不对？那不然他就不存在了嘛。好，那这时候我们要讲的时候就是这个哈，唯识跟如来藏的和这个源头就是圆人论哈。Then here comes the ultimate.I don't know the word. The ultimate of the Yogacara and Tathagata school is that even though who knows that there is no mind is our true mind. Okay. The true original enlightened mind. Okay. So that is called the entity, the true entity of Yogacara, the consciousness, and or the Tathagata, Gabra. Okay. 那知无者谁呢？那这又要讲到什么？如果是讲唯识，就讲到唯识性。好，我们前面八识都在讲唯识相哦。好，破到后来连第八识都破的时候呢，要讲的真正的源头是讲唯识性。那这唯识性在如来藏里面讲呢，就是我们的什么？我们的本觉真心，是由这个本觉真心知道无心，然后知道以下的东西。So, okay, because we does not know our true enlightened mind, so we have deluded thought. And this deluded thought, we call it alaya consciousness, the eighth consciousness. Okay. And the consciousness, is not enlightened. Because of it's not enlightened, so it manifests all kinds of manifestation. You know, all the object manifest, and we have the Dharma attachment. Because of the Dharma attachment, then we start to discriminate. This is me. This is you. This is him and her. And then we generate self-attachment. And because of the self-attachment, we want to protect ourselves. Then we craving for something that is good for ourselves. We are angry that if we cannot get what we want, or we are not satisfied what is happening around us, and we are ignorant about what? Ignorant about we have the true mind, and ignorant about that this is not our real self. And we keep attaching to it. We keep cultivate this deluded seed in our eighth consciousness. Okay? So that's this book is talking about. So what I'm trying to point out here is that our ordinary sentient means stay the first level, karma, consequence, you know, causes and consequence. And the second, the two vehicles, you know, stay at the second level. They know that there is a suffering, there is a cause of suffering, there is a cessation of suffering, and there is no path. So they want to get rid of the cause of suffering, which is the body and mind. And they think that get rid of it, then they liberate it. And for the Yogacara practitioners, they know that, okay, actually everything is manifest by through our mind. The eighth consciousness, not the sixth consciousness. So even though we get rid of the body and the mind, the brain thing and the mind thing, and we still exist, we still rebirth again and again. And the eighth consciousness carry on everything. It's like a database, carry everything, life after life. And the outside object is not real, but the eighth consciousness is real. That's our attachment. So they have to go beyond. They have to see through that even the eighth consciousness is not real. They can be transformed. If they are real, they are permanent. They cannot be transformed. But they can be transformed into pure wisdom. Okay. So after we purify, after we transform the alaya, which is the eighth consciousness, we know that the no mind. But when we know the no mind, we still need to go deeper to see our true enlightened mind. Okay, that has already exist from the time without beginning. Okay, that we talk about that in the Tathagata Gabra, okay, school. But anyway, I have to go very quick. Okay, so the three aspects of the storage quality of the eighth consciousness are so vast that it's impossible for us ordinary people to understand, fully understand.
那所以呢回来了，我刚刚有没有讲中文哈？你们大概知道哈，我在讲中文上面都有写哈，就是说从上面哈，然后到下面哈，因为不觉，因为不知道有真心，所以他什么起生灭妄想之后呢，然后就是不觉嘛哈，一念不觉就怎么样，虚空产生了，就有阿赖耶识了哈。那有阿赖耶识之后呢，然后所有的境界性相哈，就大地三合都出现了哈。然后大地三合出现就有法执了嘛哈，一有法执就有自我，就我跟他的分别了。有了我执之后呢，就开始贪嗔痴了嘛哈。然后就三毒哈，拼命的灌溉我们的八识田里面的种子哈。那这个执着轮回就一直不断的产生。那接下去讲，他说浩浩三藏不可穷啊。他说其实这个八识哈，第八识真的很难了解的。它有三种藏的功能哈，实在是不知道功能，不知道怎么说它了哈，因为实在是太浩瀚了。你所有可以想到、不可以想到、你知道不知道的东西，全部都在这个八识田的三藏里面。好，所以对我们凡夫来讲，其实是很难理解的哈。So it's impossible for ordinary people to fully understand, let alone for me to explain clearly to you. Okay.那这三藏 ,so the three capacity, I just briefly go through it. So it can be a subjective, so means it has capability to store all the seeds, come from first to sixth consciousness, seventh consciousness. Everything that it creates, accumulate, perfume the seeds and accumulate, planted the seeds into the eighth consciousness, and it can be objective, has the capability to be perfumed and scented by the first to seventh consciousness to become new seeds. Okay, the first one is they planted a new seed, they put it into the eighth consciousness. The second one is the seed can be perfumed, can be scented or become a target for the first to seventh consciousness to perfume them, to scent it, to strengthen them. Okay. And then the third, capability aspect is they are objected for the seventh consciousness to grasp as the true self, become the target for the seventh consciousness to attach as the true self.So they have these three aspects of storage capability to make this eighth consciousness very hard to transform. Okay. Oh. 所以这个能藏所藏执藏哈，能藏就是说它就本身就是一个什么，一个什么那个储藏室嘛哈。你第一次到第七次哈，不管你去外面乱七八糟弄什么东西进来，它全部照收了哈，就全部都收进来哈。这是第一个哈，就是很可怕哈，什么都收哈，没有拒绝的哈。那第二个呢是所藏，就是说你本来已经有的种子哈，那又会被第一到第七识抓着哈，就再熏哈。看到相似的种子了哈，在第八识里面赶快抓过来再熏一熏哈，熏强一点哈，怎么样？它是所藏。那执藏是什么呢？就被第七识哈一直抓着说，这就是我啦，我存在就是有我的这个观念哈。所以这个三种这个障这个能力哈，实在是非常非常的难以理解哈，啊也更难的去转化它。All the you know, it's like the eighth consciousness is like the ocean.And the other seven consciousnesses, the waves. And the phenomenal objects, the wind. So, you know, if our eighth consciousness, our true, the base, the foundation of the mind is the ocean, it's very calm, you know, and no waves. But when the first to seventh consciousness start to function, they are just like the wind, you know, they wind and disturb the ocean, and then the ocean have many many waves, and it's not permanent. Okay.
So the ocean is just like storehouse. Everything come, everything can affect it. That's the property.
那所以呢，第八识它就像是一个海，大海一样，风平浪静本来是。假设第一次第一到第七识开始起作用的时候，它就像在刮风一样，就是所有的刮风起浪，让这个第八识就起了很大的大大小小的风浪。
然后让我们以为这个浪是真的，其实它这个浪就是什么，境界一来起浪，境界一走就没了，它是不是永恒的啊。那个第八识就是劳形宅宅的，就是坐在那边，就是什么都收了，你什么来都可以影响我，然后你丢什么进来我都收，这样子。所以真的很难净化它。I think Let me see.Quickly. There is a very complicated figure here. Okay. I think we take a more 5 minutes. Okay. So we talk about that. The eighth consciousness, the sea can be perfumed by the other seventh consciousness, can uphold all the seeds.And manifest the seeds into the six organs, the body, and the material world. We talk about that.
那他这边就讲说，他第八识哈，他可以受熏，被熏嘛哈，被前七识熏。那他可以持种，就是啊，刚刚讲的三藏哈的问题，啊，可以东西通通进来。那同时呢，他还有一个就是说，他可以示现我们的，他可以让这个。根生气界的种子能够实现，但我们的身体还有这个世界其实是从我们八识田而来的。 So the body and the world actually created by what? Our eighth consciousness, not sixth consciousness, the eighth consciousness. Okay.
那这边要讲的就是 Okay, this figure here, where is the you cannot see itOn your right hand side, there are the first five consciousness, and six consciousness, and seven consciousness. Okay, and this center one is the eighth consciousness. So, when the first five consciousness see the environment, the body, and the world, they pass the message.And for the sixth consciousness to discriminate, to differentiate which is which, what is what, you know. And this, they have to link to the seeds in the eighth consciousness to, you know, like to find something that match their experience. Okay. And so, for example, if you see the river,And the sixth consciousness tell you that this is a river because in your eighth consciousness, there is a seed of river tells you that, okay, this is river. You know, the database click river. Okay. And the seventh consciousness, when eighth consciousness got functioning and there is a subject part and object part manifest at the same time and it always manifesting,And the seventh consciousness will grab the subject part. Oh, as the true self. Okay. And then, so here it goes that the first six consciousness need the database in the eighth consciousness to make discrimination and to make judgment. And the seventh consciousness always grabbed the subject part of the eighth consciousness as true self. And since the eighth consciousness is always functioning, the seeds always, you know, like, and manifest and functioning and change, it's ongoing, never stop. So the self, the sense of self is always there. So we will mistakenly think thatOurself is permanent, and there is one self.
OK， 所以在这个图哈，只是要告诉大家，你看哈，前面前五世跟第六世跟第七世嘛哈，前五世呢啊看接到讯息的时候呢，需要借由第六意识来分别，说啊这是墙壁啊，这是山川大地啊哈，这是身体。那这个第六意识怎么做分别呢？是因为在他的第八世里面，他已经有储存资料了哈，告诉你说，哎，这是身体，这是墙壁，这是河流，哈。那因为第八意识的种子，它是一直在流转，一直在流动，一直在动的，所以它的见分也一直都存在。那它见分存在的时候，就一直被第八世抓着说，这个是我，这个是我，这个是我，这个是我，好，所以。我们就会一直有感觉说，诶，这个我的这个存在的这个观念，我哈的观念，它是永恒的，而且是一的，好，单一的，不是变来变去的哈。所以就是这是整个八识的一个简单的运作哈的呈现。So this is a simple, very very simplified a figure to show you how the first to eighth consciousness operated.Okay, 这个就不用讲了哈。So, and the last function of the eighth consciousness is that when we die, it leaves the body the last. When we are reborn, it enters the body. It is the first consciousness to enter the body. Okay, so when we die, when we are not moving,The eighth consciousness might stay in your body still. So it's very important for us to give a Dharma talk to the dying people or say something to the dead people and tell them that you have died. And also induce their strong, wholesome, volition mental factor.Of the sixth consciousness, help them to reborn to a good place. The only way is to induce, you know, the good thought, good volition, mental factor, praise them, thank them, you know, and encourage them to make vows. And then tell them, you have died, let go. Go to a better place.This is very important. And when we are reborn, even though it's embryo, the consciousness is already there. So don't abort. Don't do abortion. Is that how we say that? If you do abortion, you kill a sentient being. Because they have already, the consciousness is already entered into the embryo.You know, so that's what I want to say, that because the eighth consciousness has this property, it leaves the last, enter the first. Okay. 那这个去后先来做主公齁，非常重要，就是说当我们往生的时候齁，身体不动啦，什么东西好像冰冷了，好像死了齁，可是他的第八世可能还在身体里面。所以我们为什么临终的时候一直要不断告诉往生者你已经死了。同时我们要引发他强烈的善心所，我们赞美他，我们去告诉他，我们感恩他，我们告诉他今生所做，复习他今生所做的善事，我们鼓励他发愿，启动他的强烈的善心所，然后呢他才有可能机会怎么样往生善去，或是到发愿到西方极乐世界。所以对于往生者，我们一定要不断的跟他开导，好，即便是在中阴身都还要不断的跟他开导，不断的帮他累积资粮，好，做功德。那同样的呢，我们不赞成堕胎，好，因为只要受精卵一形成，其实大部分的第八意识已经进去了，好，一个众生的第八识已经进去了。那这个时候呢，不管你是流产或是堕胎，就是一个生命的死亡。好，所以对我们来讲，我们是要尽量保护生命。假设不幸 流产或是真就不幸有堕胎的事件发生，我们还是要超度这个众生。Okay, sorry, I delayed for 10 minutes, so I have to prepare a talk. Hopefully, I can conclude the eighth consciousness next year sometimes. Okay, thank you. 好，下一次看看各位做一个总结。